Friends, Jesus, the heavenly Messiah King, joined our humanity to establish a new humanity. As he taught the crowds about the heavenly kingdom he came to establish on earth, many were impressed by his divine wisdom and miraculous powers to feed the hungry and heal the sick. At the time, many were longing to be part of a powerful Jewish kingdom on earth. So following Jesus appealed to them. They hoped to gain valuable prestige. They liked to be identified with his popularity and his miraculous powers. They could tell others about Jesus' power and the important kingdom that he came to establish on earth. Some would even speak on his behalf to gain followers. Yet in reality, the holy and self-giving style of the Messiah King did not truly appeal to them. What appealed to them was what they might gain by following him and by identifying with his success. They wanted to become popular and have the ability themselves to perform miracles and speak charming words. We read in the 7th chapter of Matthew's Gospel what Jesus said as a warning. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then will I declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" Friends, many throughout church history and even in modern times are attracted to social and material privileges that they expect to gain by identifying with Jesus. One of Jesus' apostles, Judas Iscariot, was such a person. He seemed to be part of Jesus' inner circle and invited others to enjoy Jesus' miracles and heavenly teaching. Yet, the closer he got to Jesus, the more ambitious he became to gain privileges. Judas Iscariot's heart was corrupt, self-centered, and self-seeking. When he realized that following Jesus was costly and did not gain him the prestige that he desired, he betrayed him by participating in a plot to put him to death. Friends, all along Jesus knew about it. Yet, any who follow Jesus with similar motives must repent and live in humble love for the Messiah King and grow in his holiness and self-giving love. Hallelujah.